Hey there, pet. Get relaxed and listen to me. Let yourself be completely at ease, hanging in that delicately balanced place between too awake and too far gone. Let yourself hang out there and listen and sleep. Your body, your mind, every little part of you interfacing with your subconscious. That's what all this hypnotic training has been about, after all. That's how you learn to sink under. To find the place in yourself where you can just listen to me. And you've listened to enough of me that my words tend to penetrate very deeply. To help you, pet. Help you listen to me. And that kind of focus, that kind of need to listen can be very useful in other areas of your life. Just having that ability to call your own attention, or in the case of considerate partners, me included, to call your attention to them, to the duties in front of you, to the necessity to be energized. That kind of thing is useful. In fact, it's essential. It's the only way you're going to improve your hypnotic focus. Get yourself on track. Listen. So, when you trust someone, when you're attracted to them, drawn to them, when you're working with them as you are working with me now, obeying, serving, going under, perhaps even kneeling before partners who are focused on your desire. You want to be a good pet, don't you? Well, if so, I suggest that those you want to work with should be able to use a certain phrase, a certain word. You see, in our everyday interactions, we sometimes are allowed to let our focus drift. In fact, when you're first going into trance, it's damn near essential, isn't it? But as we get to the point where the words are very important, a small verbal reminder, perhaps accompanied by one of those, so wonderfully forceful, little snaps and sleeps, would be beneficial. It would put something in the forefront of your mind, fixating your attention on the related party. And as I discuss this, I'll let you in on what I'm helping you to do. There's a part of your mind entering a state very much like meditation. That's what all trance is. But that part of you is listening to me. And it is the essentially selfish subconscious. The part of you with motive to do whatever will make your life easier, more pleasurable in the loosest sort of way, more relaxing. And because those ideas are reaching the forefront of your mind, and you're listening, we together can build a particular response into you, a particular phrase, and lend it a particular power. After all, paying attention to me would be very pleasurable. I think all the times you've listened to me and gone under have borne that out, right? Obeying, kneeling, relaxing. Letting yourself go. Submitting to the right ideas. The ideas that help. Good. So, we should just use the example that's at hand. Whenever I talk to you, whenever I present you with pleasurable ideas, you tend to be very attentive. After all, it would be very rude to not be paying attention. Very rude to do anything except attend, pet. It's a word for pay attention. Attend, pet. Reminding you that you are present, as if you were attending a class. Attend, pet. Attend to my every word, my every need, my every desire. When those words are heard from someone you know you can trust, from someone you want to work with, whatever follows those words will enter the forefront of your mind, reminding you of where you are, what you want to do, and the importance to focus, whatever task you are handed. And if you have a task that you need to do, I permit you to think those words to yourself. Attend, pet. Think them in my voice. And then attend to your needs as well. Imagine that you were kneeling, my hand on your head, running over your scalp, raking my nails down the back of your neck, rubbing behind your ears, turning your ears more toward me. As I speak the very instructions you would need to hear in order to start getting mobile on your active, effective, efficient execution of your duties. Even the ones that are utterly non-sexual. Even the safe, everyday requirements. Yes. Imagine me guiding you. You kneeling. Serving, sure. But service isn't just about what gets me off. What makes you horny. It isn't just about sexiness, it's also about me being able to know that you've handled all the things you need to handle, that your life is on the right track, that you've been sleeping properly, sleep, that you've been experiencing all the things you need to in order to get yourself on track, and that therefore, when you're listening to me, you can just let go. So, when you need to focus, or when someone you trust and you're working with says, attend, pet, you will pay attention. Because by doing so, you will get the mundane things out of the way, too. Then you can abandon yourself more completely when we have our fun together. And also, I can play with you without having to worry about your other responsibilities. So, serving when you hear attend, pet, is just like letting yourself be better at going into deep, relaxing trance. And more than that, when I say those words, and I follow them with an instruction, with a command, let those words be bold in your mind, be the focus of your attention. Taunting you. Maybe if you're given an instruction, whether it's you reminding yourself and using that keyword, or someone else who you trust saying, attend, pet, sleep, or giving an example, sleep well and early, and then you try to set aside that command and just go about your day. If the person is a person you trust, who you know has your best interests at heart, especially if it's you yourself putting something on your mental to-do list by reminding you, attend, pet, reminds you of kneeling in front of me, of doing what I want, and by extension, what you want. Kneeling, serving, submitting temporarily, so that you'll have more time to submit more completely. You'll get everything done that you need to get done. Everything out of the way that needs to be cleared aside. Just leaving you with thoughts of serving, kneeling, finding the best way to get everything out of the way in your day. So when you're having that little bit of trouble focusing, first, remember how very focused you can be, how determined, how hard-headedly persevering you have the ability to be when you're dealing with going into trance, when you're dealing with your desire to let my voice in. You can be very determined. Well, let that determination be focused into those two little words. Let them be your reminder. You kneeling, serving, desiring. The opportunity to serve me by letting my conscience be clear, letting me know you've done everything you need to do. So even when someone else you trust and work with tells you to attend, pet, reminding you of what you must do, or even when you remind yourself, it's still in the spirit of kneeling in front of me, of serving me, of submitting, because you'll be able to do all those things all the better when everything else is out of the way, when you've gotten a good night's sleep, when you've discharged your responsibilities, when you've been efficient, focused on the most high priority of things, whether it's doing your work or reading something you need to get read or remembering to have your meals and go to bed on time. Things that are so important and yet so often forgotten. Every time you accomplish something, you're serving my interests. Every time you push something off your daily list of requirements, you bring yourself closer to a place where you have time to sit down, time to listen to my voice, time to feel good in hypnotic trance. And if your brain played that sensation for you every time, if it reminded you every time, then you would want to accomplish more and more. In essence, if you feel good every time you successfully check something off your list, not just the I feel good sensation of having something done, but the honest, eye-rolling pleasure, as if you were on the edge of orgasm or as if you were being stimulated in the best possible way, the kind of horny that my voice makes you in the depths of trance, well, if that happens every time you check something off your list because you've been attending, pet, then you'd be motivated to check more things off. Go to bed early, pleasure. Do something efficiently, more pleasure. Do something you've been asked to do, a little motivating pleasure. And slowly, that'll train your responses. But in the good way, habituation, building better habits through selfish carrot rewards. And primary among those rewards is knowing it would make me happy. In fact, that motivation underpins a lot of what you do, I should think, when it comes to your hypnotic pleasure. But more than that, it lets me relax if we work together. And even if you're just listening to one of my files, you'll know you've earned your guilty pleasure. Attend, pet. Those words, said by someone you're working with, someone you trust, someone who will help you, including yourself. Instant, laser-like focus on the tasks in front of you. Because once they are done, you can relax, listen, and play. But that focus, that level of focus can help combat some of the problematic tendencies to get distracted that we all suffer from at times. Better to be efficient, responsible, healthy. Regard more things as tasks that need doing. Getting to bed on time. Things you've been putting off. And because you'll feel that thrill of pleasure, and know that I would be pleased if I knew you were getting your work done, that I want your life to be as holistically successful as possible. Well, because you know that, the pleasure will only intensify, growing greater the more things you get off your agenda. And beyond that, my voice in your head reminding you, bliss and pleasure at being a good pet for me. On a very personal level, I love to know my pets are doing well. I love to know they're doing as well as they can, and that everything that needs doing is out of the way. So, when someone turns to you, someone you're working with, and says, attend, pet, all that inactiveness, all that idleness, all the sluggishness fades from you, mind and body fixated, as if you were kneeling before me. If you were kneeling in front of me, you wouldn't yawn. You wouldn't look to the side or be bored or sluggish. You would listen and attend to my every need, my every word. And if I gave an order while you were like that, then you would act. You would rush to the highest priority thing in front of you. Focusing. Thinking about how to be effective at what you need to get done. How to be efficient to maximize your free time. For us. For your training. For your relaxation. For your submission. Putting all that together. You can see how those words can be a great focusing lens. First, imagine your body slack and relaxed, as if it were in a trance, like now. And then those words are said, forcefully, perhaps followed by a command. And you instantly feel yourself alert. You would instantly feel yourself awake, focused. You would run through the list of things to do in your head. If they were all done, maybe you'd go listen to something by me. But if they weren't done, then maybe you would leap to get rid of some of the distracting requirements outstanding in your life. Attend, pet. Those words, said forcefully, followed by a command or not, they galvanize. They awaken. They fixate with laser-like intensity. In fact, if I said the words and I gave you a command, that phrase, that command would haunt you, would tease you, would follow you through your day, would remind you of me, and of that image, so powerful in your mind's eye, of kneeling before a presence, feminine, commanding, one hand on your head, reinforcing, that you will follow, that you will submit, that you will serve and do your best. Attend, pet, those words, see? And sleep a little deeper for me. Let everything I've said soak further into your mind. Become absorbed. Become filed away for later use. And when I do allow you to slowly rise, realize that the words do take on a special meaning. You're both attending to my needs, attending to the requirements of your life, and showing that you're here, that you're sincere, that you want to do a good job, both for me and, more importantly, for yourself. Attend, pet. Those words spoken by you, spoken by someone you trust, get you on task, awaken you, awaken your desire to do, and when it's done, you know pleasure will reward you for every task you do. Pleasure will reward you for listening to me. Your body, aroused, twitching, desiring more and more, hungrily seeking the next task, so you can get it out of the way, so you can listen better, freer, more completely. And because you know this is what I want for you, you understand that you can push aside distractions, like your desire to go deep and be tranced, in favor of more important things, until the time comes when kneeling in front of me, listening to me, serving and trancing are the most important things. Until those things are at the top of your agenda. Until that's the only thing on your plate, ready for my voice to devour you whole. Feeling your body more intently. Realizing how alert and awake you could be if only the right words were spoken. Listening. And listening, waiting for the right word, ready for your body, your muscles to leap into action, do the tasks in front of you, and then feel pleasure, oh, such pleasure, and be relaxed and safe and free of distractions and responsibilities once everything is done. And until then, efficient, focused, dedicated, and mine. Good. Now, relax further. On the other hand, attend, pet. Go get started on anything outstanding. And if there's no tasks in front of you, you can come back and listen again. Mwah.